First home buyers may find themselves at the sharp end of further moves to tighten mortgage lending. The government and the Reserve Bank are having a second go at calling the runaway housing market. The central bank has sent to lower the amount of lending to low deposit borrowers and has been given approval to rein in debt to income ratios. Amy Williams reports.
2.5, we're away now, 2,500,000 bid. At 2.5, we're away on my right.
Sold by a trust for just over $3 million, the four-bedroom brick house in the Auckland suburb of St John's is nothing out of the ordinary, but the price tag is. It was the star of today's auction at Barfoot and Thompson, with three other homes passing in unsold. Auckland residents RNZ spoke to in the city today say the housing market appears hard to dampen.
Anything that kind of would contribute to the cooling of it, but it's, I don't know, it doesn't seem like anything's happened so far, and nothing seems to be working, and whether it will actually improve it is really difficult to know and even understand.
It is absolutely out of control. It needs a thousand different angles, but they all need to be taken at the same time effectively.
I don't think playing around with the LVRs will make much difference, because people can always get starting capital for the deposit from somewhere else, another financier or family, but the debt to income ratio might actually make a difference. It should have been in years ago.
The central bank will start consulting on reducing the amount of low deposit lending banks can do to no more than 10% of their total lending from the current 20%. The measure would come into force on October 1. CoreLogic's head of research, Nick Goodall, says it will have an impact on first home buyers.
Certainly Grant Robertson will be interested to see that this is likely going to impact first home buyers quite significantly, as they are the types of buyers who typically make use of those speed limits outside the deposit requirement.
Mortgage broker and CEO of Squirrel, John Bolton, agrees, because in his experience, many first home buyers have deposits of less than 20%. The government has also given RBNZ approval for debt to income ratios, or interest rate floors, to ensure borrowers can afford to service mortgages. Mr. Bolton says first home buyers are usually considering properties about five times their incomes.
Comfortable feels about four and a half times their income. Five and a half's workable. Once you start getting up to six, that's really starting to, you know, enter that space where you're having baked beans for dinner. And so, you know, I think the Reserve Bank's been sort of signaling around that 6% or six times income level. And I think that's why I was sort of saying it won't really impact too much on first home buyers.
He says any debt to income cap is more likely to concern property investors whose debt levels would be assessed when they bought or sold a property. Today's move follows changes made at the start of the year to cool the housing market, which has continued to record 20% annual growth in prices. Finance Minister Grant Robertson says the position of first home buyers is being closely considered in moves to tighten bank lending rules.
The introduction of debt to income ratios is something we have to handle carefully. We want to make sure that we don't price first home buyers out of the market, and that's why the MOU makes that specific reference. But the Reserve Bank's now taking the opportunity to consult on this. That's, I think, a responsible thing to do.
It's a move first home buyers and property investors alike will be watching closely.